producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment, then I hand the baton to His Britannic Majesty, Paul Joseph Watson. He actually hates the royal house. It's a joke. Total royalty. That's coming up. But let's go to Marie Le Pen, whose father was the big famous nationalist. And, I mean, it's pretty just mainline milquetoast conservative libertarianism. Hey, we shouldn't take in 2 million radical Islamics a year. We shouldn't be totally socialist. We shouldn't have 101% tax rates on millionaires when the Socialist Party is tax exempt and don't pay taxes. I mean, Hollande and all of them have been caught Sarkozy. Just don't even pay taxes. It's like Hillary takes money from dictators and then, you know, arrest Dinesh D'Souza for a crooked toenail. This is the lawlessness of these scum. It's all about the arrogant action in our face, dominating us, breaking our will, setting the precedent that they can do you-know-what on us and rub it in. So here's her powerful speech to the EU Parliament, and I will narrate over this, but let's start rolling.
La France a traversé une épreuve absolument épouvantable.
An absolutely horrendous ordeal Friday the 13th. I think the first respect we have to pay to the victims is to name what has assassinated them, but neither from our French leadership nor in all of these speeches, which I heard this morning, I have heard the name of the assassin. The assassin is not the terrorism. Terrorism is the weapon that is in the hand of the assassin. The murder is the ideology in the name of which terrorism does the killing. It is Islamist fundamentalism, and you must say it. Because if you don't say it, if you are unable to name the enemy, then obviously you cannot fight it. But perhaps some of you are embarrassed to name it. Because naming it forces one to question certain international friendships. It forces one to task oneself the question of whether one can continue to have Saudi Arabia as an ally or Qatar. It forces one to ask oneself about the ambiguity of Turkey regarding Islamist fundamentalism. It obliges one to face up and to say that, yes, the majority of international agreements, of international alliances we passed, push us, in reality, to be today objectively the allies of Islamist fundamentalism rather than its enemies. So I propose that we change our alliances. And I suggest that all those who fight against Islamist fundamentalism must be considered as allies without any reservations, talking about Russia, including, of course, Muslim countries that fight against Islamist fundamentalism, such as Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, evidently Russia and Iran. Boy, she knows her stuff. Imagine having her as a president. And then in the frame of this grand coalition, we can expand the fight against Islamist fundamentalism. But I have to say also that one of the reasons for the alienation of France is Europe's imbeciles, which today is the obstacle to the return of security to the French people. First among the imbecile policies is the question of mass immigration, which is old, and which is the terrain of sectarianism and the answer. But why are the terrorists and who are they born? On our European soil? It is because of this. It's because mass immigration has brought about sectarianism, and that sectarianism is the terrain on which the Islamist fundamentalism recruits, which is a socialist plan, by the way, that further soldiers, the EU announced that 3 million migrants will arrive in Europe next year alone. Of course, we do not equate all migrants with terrorists. Of course not, however. What I denounced in September is the Parliament, the infiltration of jihadists, and then it goes over. She was arrested for giving a similar speech a month ago and is facing a year in prison and huge fines for saying what she just said again, this time to the EU Parliament. The great crime is, of course, the attack on free speech. This is how sickening the social engineers are, and they hate the virtue and wealth of the West and are hell-bent on destroying it. Paul Watson's coming up.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're back live. It's the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show on this Monday, November 30th edition. I want to take some of your calls later. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 in the second half of the hour. First, we're going to talk about probably one of the most ludicrous speeches that President Barack Obama has ever given. Of course, he's up in front of the UN climate conference in Paris. Here's an article out of CNN. And, you know, there have been reports about Obama over the past few months, you know, whispers in the background that he's having some kind of mental breakdown. That's the only thing that can explain what he said in this speech. Call in, let me know what you think about it. This is out of CNN. Obama, climate summit, a rejection of terror. Combating climate change will prove to be a rebuttal of terrorist efforts, President Barack Obama declared at the opening of a major climate summit in Paris, because ISIS jihadists who are busy chopping people's heads off are really going to be quaking in their boots at the fact that Barack Obama is waffling on about global warming in Paris. It's a stunning rebuke to the jihadists. The CNN article continues, quote, what greater rejection of those who would tear down our world than marshalling our best efforts to save it, Obama said Monday at the COP21 conference being held at a highly secured site outside the French capital 2 weeks after ISIS terrorists carried out a bloody rampage. Now, let's get it straight. He's not saying it's a rebuke, it's a rejection of terror, because they've just had the gall, the guts to show up 2 weeks after this terror attack. He's actually saying it's a rebuke, in the sense that they'll be upset that Obama's talking about global warming. I mean, how does that make sense in any way possible? Obama thinks he's going to defeat ISIS by talking about global warming. I don't get that. I don't understand that. I don't get the connection. In fact, there's a tweet which Spiked.com just put out on Twitter. It says, the link between ISIS and climate change. The proponents of both express contempt for modernity and long to revert to a backward way of life. So if you want a link between the proponents of this climate change BS and ISIS, that's the only link that anyone can think of, because there certainly isn't one otherwise that makes any kind of sense. So Obama's up there basically saying that the climate summit is a stunning rejection of terror. And of course, for sure, the ISIS jihadists, as a result, will be just abandoning their ideology in droves. That's guaranteed, right? Because of Obama's waffling on about global warming. And again, this is really ironic because, of course, while saying that talking about global warming is going to combat ISIS, in the name of global warming and protecting the environment, Obama and the White House have actually been protecting ISIS, because we had this report, which we mentioned last week. This is out of Newsweek. Ex-CIA chief Obama refused strikes on ISIS oil wells, fearing environmental damage. Let's go to this clip.
This is one of the collateral damage questions, right? So prior to Paris, there seemed to be a judgment, right? I don't sit in the sitting room anymore, but there seemed to have been a judgment that, look, we don't want to destroy these oil tankers because that's infrastructure that's going to be necessary to support the people when ISIS isn't there anymore. And it's going to create environmental damage. And we didn't go after oil wells, actually hitting oil wells that ISIS controls, because we didn't want to do environmental damage and we didn't want to destroy that infrastructure, right?
So we hit oil on trucks.
So now we're hitting oil on trucks, right? And maybe you get to the point where you say we have to also hit oil wells. So those are the kind of tough decisions you have to make.
That's former CIA director Mike Morrell on Charlie Rose saying that the reason why the Obama administration wouldn't bomb ISIS and destroy ISIS's oil wells was out of concern for environmental damage. For 15 months, they failed to target ISIS oil wells for, quote, environmental concerns. Of course, we know that's not the real reason. The real reason they're so upset about Russia actually obliterating ISIS's oil wells and their oil tankers is because they wanted ISIS in the region to isolate Bashar al-Assad, as the Pentagon's own document stated. So it's ironic that now Obama is up in front of the UN in Paris saying that ISIS is going to be really upset over the fact that he's talking about global warming. Again, makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. He's prepared to make those kind of ludicrous statements while still failing completely. He doesn't dare say the word Islamic when it comes to Islamic terrorism and the Islamic State. Yet he's now up there saying this in front of the UN. There's another article on that actually from Michael Snyder, which is up on Infowars.com. The bizarre explanation for why the US has avoided bombing ISIS oil wells. And again, they waited 15 months to do so, while Russia took out 1,000 within just 5 days. So again, there's a whole bunch of different reasons for that. But this whole Paris Climate Summit itself, I mean, I've made a video which went up a few hours ago, which is up on Infowars.com, which I invite you to check out and share. It's called Global Warming is a Crock of Crap. That's a different word, but I can't say it on air. But that's proving to be quite a controversial video, even in the first few hours of its release, because it drills down into the facts of how the same people now pushing global warming have been spectacularly wrong and inaccurate in their predictions, not just about global warming, but before that, in the 70s, about global cooling. So they've been completely discredited, debunked, spectacularly inaccurate, So why should we believe them now? And in fact, there's an article out of the New American which really boils this down well. Embarrassing predictions haunt the global warming industry. And this is what I go through in my video. It's a set of examples of how they've made these predictions about man-made climate change, which again have proven to be completely inaccurate and wrong, and yet we're still supposed to trust these people when it comes to global warming, when it comes to carbon taxes in Paris right now. So the article says global cooling, of course, this was the big scare in the 70s. Americans who lived through the 1960s and 70s may remember the dire global cooling predictions that were hyped and given great credibility by Newsweek, Time, Life, National Geographic, and numerous other mainstream media outlets. According to the man-made global cooling theories of the time, billions of people should be dead by now owing to cooling-linked crop failures and starvation. Now, this was a quote by one of these scientists, who was, of course, given full credibility by the mainstream media about man-made climate change. Quote, if present trends continue, the world will be about 4 degrees colder for the global mean temperature in 1990, but 11 degrees colder by the year 2000. That was ecology professor Kenneth E.F. Watt at the University of California in 1970. So this was, you know, Time Magazine, Life, National Geographic, all of them giving a platform to these discredited scientists who were talking about the Earth being 11 degrees colder by the year 2000. Then we had Paul Ehrlich, who, of course, the author of The Population Bomb, another global cooling alarmist. He wrote in his 1968 book, quote, by the year 2000, the United Kingdom will simply be a small group of impoverished islands inhabited by some 70 million hungry people. If I were a gambler, I would take even money that England will not exist by the year 2000 and give 10 to 1 that the life of the average Briton will be of distinctly lower quality than it is today. So he's predicting, again, back in the 70s, that England wouldn't exist by the year 2000 because of global cooling. Well, I'm sat here just outside London, England right now, and I can attest to the fact that everything's hunky-dory. In fact, the rest of these alarmists said that England would be a series of small islands because it would be overwhelmed by sea levels. Again, completely debunked, completely inaccurate. But listen to this. To combat the alleged man-made cooling, experts suggested all sorts of grandiose schemes, including some that in retrospect appear almost too comical to be real. Climatologists are pessimistic that political leaders will take any positive action to compensate for the climate change or to allay its effects. And so their solution was to, quote, melt the Arctic ice cap by covering it with black soot or diverting Arctic rivers. So they actually said that because the Earth was cooling, because there was going to be a new ice age, we had to cover the polar ice caps in soot to make them melt. Again, completely ludicrous, completely debunked. But this was what they were saying back in the 1970s. Fast forward to today. This is out of Bloomberg Business Week. How to slow climate change with a fake volcano. There's a cheap, quick, dirty, and controversial way to combat global warming that isn't on the agenda of the UN Climate Summit in Paris. It involves replicating the planet cooling effect of a volcanic eruption. So, of course, they're talking about using modified jets to inject fine droplets of sulfuric acid into the stratosphere, where they would combine with water vapor to form fine sulfate particles that reflect sunlight away from the Earth. So, again, back in the 70s, they were talking about covering the polar ice caps. Now they're talking about injecting the environment with sulfur, blocking out the sun to prevent global warming. So the same lunatics that propose these ridiculous, draconian, off-the-wall geoengineering programs are still in the news today and being given credibility to do the same thing. And many of them are at this Paris Climate Summit. So again, all these predictions from the 70s onwards were proven totally wrong, and yet we're still supposed to afford these people credibility. The United Nations, and accuse my voice, sorry for my voice, I've got flu at the moment, so I'm trying to battle through this. In 2005, the UN warned that Imminent sea level rises, increased hurricanes and desertification caused by man-made global warming would cause massive population disruptions. Listen to what the UN said about climate refugees, and this was only back in 2005. Listen to how alarmingly wrong they were. We'll be back with the next segment after the break. Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving ID Stronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back. It's the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. So basically, the UN, which of course is hosting this Paris Climate Summit, back in 2005, said that there would be, quote, 50 million climate refugees by 2010. Of course, that woefully inaccurate prediction failed to pass. There weren't any climate refugees. They got it completely wrong. And when they were called out on this, the UN actually tried to delete evidence from their own website that they'd even made the prediction in the first place. So again, every time they get caught making these false predictions, they go back and try to cover their tracks. But we're told that we have to trust them, that they're the experts, they have the consensus, and that we need to pay them carbon taxes and basically ruin our economies, ruin the economies of the developing world in the name of stopping man, bear, pig, even though they've been discredited time and time again with these ridiculous predictions that never come true. Here's another one. In 2003, the Pentagon released a report predicting that within 10 years, by 2013, climate change would flood California with inland seas and that parts of the Netherlands would be unlivable. Of course, neither of those scenarios came to pass over the next 10 years. The report was completely debunked. But people never go back and pick up on this and say, hang on a minute, why should we trust you, given that you've been caught lying to us over and over again? Here's another example, and I could go on for hours, but I've just picked out four. In 2000, climate change alarmists in the United Kingdom said that it would cease to snow in Britain. They said that snowfall would be a thing of the past, and that children would grow up not even knowing what snow is. That was in 2000. And again, they went back and deleted the original articles, so nobody could find them. Thankfully, they were cached and turned into PDF files, which you'll see in this video, which is up on Infowars.com. So in 2000, they said, that's it for snow in Britain, global warming. The children are going to grow up not knowing what it is at all. Fast forward 9 years, 2009, London has its heaviest snowfall in decades. And then in 2010, the United Kingdom has its coldest winter since records began. So again, another example where they make one of these apocalyptic predictions, which is proven completely inaccurate, but we've got to trust them once again. This is the same people who are meeting in Paris right now. And of course, the big example is back in 2007, the BBC and others, Al Gore, said that the Arctic would have ice-free summers by 2013. They actually came out and said that. It's on the record. Again, the BBC article is in this video, which is up on Infowars.com. So what happened? Was the Arctic ice-free by the summer of 2013? Well, no, by the summer of 2015, Arctic sea ice was the thickest it had been in the past 10 years. So it wasn't ice-free, it increased. And then you look at the Antarctic. 2014 recorded a record maximum of sea ice. So again, Chicken Little, the sky is falling. There are going to be 50 million climate refugees. It's going to stop snowing in the United Kingdom altogether. The Pentagon said that California would be split with inland seas. The parts of Holland would be unlivable. You know, the polar ice caps are melting. None of it happened. None of it. And yet we're still supposed to trust these people who are meeting in Paris right now. And what's the real agenda? It's not to save Mother Earth. It's about power. It's always about power. And that's what the leaked Copenhagen text revealed. You remember we reported on it back in 2009. The poorer countries were complaining that they had to take much more of the burden as it pertains to CO2 emissions. And that's the point. The agenda behind these conferences is to stop developing countries from becoming prosperous and challenging this unipolar world order. They want to keep the third world as the third world. And they do that by restricting and regulating CO2 emissions. Because CO2 emissions, which of course are a direct byproduct of capitalism, are directly linked to prosperity, higher GDP, and higher quality of life. So that's why there's this agenda to restrict the developing nations from emitting CO2. And again, capitalism has lifted hundreds of millions of people out of poverty in China, in India, in other countries since the 80s because of development, because of CO2 emissions. And that's why they want to put the kibosh on it right now. And this is why India is complaining, because they're being asked to take the burden for this. They're calling it carbon imperialism. And that's exactly what it is. It's about power. It's about controlling the prosperity of these nations that might begin to challenge the First World, when, in fact, we should be encouraging development across the world for a multipolar world order, because that's more free, it produces more prosperity, more choice for everyone.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're back on the fourth hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to go to your calls here in a few minutes. Waleed in Paris and others. But first, we've got Cyber Monday specials at the InfoWars store. One of which is a free ebook, Keys to Survival. We've assembled the collective knowledge of experts in the field of finance, survival, health, and more, bringing you exclusive information on preparing for potential disasters. So you can sign up for the InfoWars Underground Insider newsletter, which is right there on the website, and get your free ebook today. We've also got the InfoWars Premium Power Pack. This conveniently sized device can run on or charge all of your electronic devices, get the power you need wherever you go, whenever you need it. This rechargeable battery pack emergency lighting has the power to jumpstart almost any vehicle with the included jumper cables. The InfoWars Premium Power Pack is a must-have for your automobile shop, camping supplies, emergency preparedness, and to keep in your bug-out bag. And they normally charge $150 for this. We're asking for $119.95 It's the InfoWars Premium Power Pack. Get yours while supplies last. Also, for one day only, Prison Planet membership today is $19.95 for a whole year. So you're going to get all the benefits of the live show, streamed InfoWars nightly news, high-quality archives, speeches, exclusive content that you won't see on YouTube, and of course it supports this network, and that's $19.95 for 1 year. And that deal is only for today, so get on that now. Also, the usual specials continue, Silver Bullet, Nascent Iodine, Brain Force, DNA Force, all at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we're going to go to some calls here before my voice completely dies on me. Waleed in Paris, you're on the air. Go ahead, Waleed.
How are you, Paul? I wish you a fast recovery from your flu.
Thanks a lot. What's on your mind today?
So Paul, guess who I bumped into this morning in the bus?
Who is that?
That would be Alex's best friend, Al Gore, taking the bus.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He was just taking the bus,
you know. Man Bear Pig himself.
Yeah, doing environmentally friendly transportation to show off, I guess.
Well, that's a surprise because, as the Daily Mail reports today, this climate change conference itself is going to cost something in the region of 300,000 tons of carbon dioxide. So, again, all the private jets, you know, all the Boeing 747s that are taking these world leaders to this conference, belching out carbon dioxide. But did you get a chance to speak to Al Gore?
No, so I'm not a journalist, though, and I wanted to ask you, like, why aren't you any of you guys here covering this? I mean, this is a great opportunity to confront some politicians the Alex Jones way.
Well, yeah, it's probably a good idea. I mean, I was in Paris 2 weeks ago after the terror attack, so, yeah, it might be a good idea to get someone down there. We'll definitely talk about it. Thanks for the call, Waleed. Now we're going to talk to John. He wants to talk about the viral video on Muslims. John, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks.
Very good. I saw this video this morning, and I definitely encourage you guys to check it out. This video went viral probably a few days ago. You can find it on liveleak.com and youtube.com. But this lady basically goes on to say that what people think over here in America about, you know, Muslims being good, that there's a difference between good and bad Muslims, is the wrong way of looking at things, and that any Muslim who commits jihad, like ISIS has been doing, is the perfect Muslim that's following what Muhammad is said to do. So I wasn't sure how that affects the way we should look at 9/11. I know that we usually talk, when we're talking about 9/11, we say the wrong country was blamed for it, but I didn't know if there was any true Muslim involvement in 9/11 or how that would change it. Because I know a lot of times we want to sit and say in the truth movement that, well, there are good and bad Muslims and everything, but coming from a former Muslim, this lady was a former Muslim, it sounds like you're not a real Muslim unless you commit jihad.
Well, thanks for the call, John. Yeah, I came out with a video as well last week called The Truth About Islam. And, of course, we hear again and again that, you know, these radicals, these extremists represent just a tiny minority of Muslims and that their extremism is the problem and that there's no issue with Islam itself. Well, of course, that's completely inaccurate. If you drill into the Quran and read what it says, read what it directs Muslims to do, it directs them, as you just mentioned there, somebody who left Islam, it directs them to kill those apostates who try and leave Islam, and it directs them to kill the infidels and to wage war against people who bring corruption to the land, which is exactly the justification that ISIS gave after the Paris attacks. So again, you look at the polls, which show that it's not a tiny minority of Muslims who, for example, support ISIS. Now, that doesn't mean that they're all going to strap on AK-47s and massacre people in a theater, but it shows that this politically correct idea of, you know, support for jihad being a tiny, tiny percentage of Muslims is completely wrong. And of course, there's a difference, again, between violent jihad and Islamism, but both want to impose Islamism on the West. when, of course, as we know, to maintain freedom and a liberal democracy, there should be separation between church and state. So the ones who want to impose Islamism want to do it politically. The ones who want to impose Islamism through jihad want to do it violently. And that's really the only difference, which is why huge numbers of Muslims support ISIS, because at the end of the day, they support the same goal. And that's why Islam is a problem, even though it's Islamophobic even to say that, and that we need a reformation of Islam, just as we had a reformation of Christianity. And those points are outlined, as I said, in the video I made last week, the truth about Islam. And it's a subject that we continue to tackle, despite the fact that the left and the feminists don't talk about it, even though Islam itself is one of the most sexist, homophobic, racist religions. It's the most racist, homophobic, sexist religion on the planet, because, of course, they still carry out those punishments against women for merely looking at a man twice, acid attacks, stoning people to death, throwing gays off buildings. Not a word from the left, not a word from feminists, because, again, in the oppression Olympics, the Muslims rank higher than the gays or the women, so they don't talk about it for fear of being called Islamophobic. Complete intellectual cowardice. We do dare talk about it here on the Alex Jones Show and at Infowars.com. Let's go to another call here. Who's been waiting longest? Gene in Georgia. You're on the air. Go ahead, Gene.
Yes, sir. I think that we need to start attacking the elite's foundation while they're building the top of their pyramid. To me, the way we do that is we take away their funding and we support our own funding. And the way to do that is we can run the country totally debt-free. The country would be totally out of debt, and there would be no taxation whatsoever. Now, how do you do that? Well, the government needs to be the bank and get the hell out of everything else. But if they're the bank and they can loan money to the people, and then the interest on the money, the interest on the loans can pay for the government. So that's how we can run the country debt-free, and there'll be no taxation whatsoever. What do you think about that, Paul?
It's not something that I've personally investigated, Gene, but it sounds like an interesting idea. Thanks for the call. Tim in Wyoming, you're on the air. Go ahead. You want to talk about weather modification? Go ahead, Tim.
Yes, hi. I was interested in talking about weather modification because with the supposed climate change happening, or the uproar over supposed climate change, when this was probably 20, maybe 25 years ago, when China was first talking about building their Three Rivers Gorges project, I think it was, and then Russia also was doing something very similar at the same time. There was a large number of people who knew about it, and it was not getting a lot of airplay, unfortunately. It was in Omni magazine, and which doesn't exist anymore, but of course Omni magazine actually did have science fiction and science fact. But at the same time, as I say, not many people talked about that or thought about it. And the weather modification electronically now today, of course, through chemtrails and various other things, they can basically, as Alex said at one time, they could have caused rain to happen on the Ho Chi Minh Trail at any time, any hour that they chose. And so that was available in the 60s. Now we're looking at much more advanced systems of weather modification. But when we have the large dam projects and the large water moving projects, regional evaporation rates. So look at California. Look what's happening in California. They're not getting any rain, so there's nothing evaporated. So there aren't any clouds to make more rain. I mean, it's very little anyway, but that's basically what I wanted to say. But there was one other thing, one other comment I wanted to make. Every time I hear this, it makes me laugh. Alex Jones is the T-Rex of political talk, but he talks about the establishment dinosaur media being dead. And so I thought that was kind of funny, unless he's a scavenger on the dead dinosaur media, which is what the T-Rex was. But anyway, that's about it. So thank you for taking my call, and that's about it.
Okay, Tim, thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, the point I make, and, you know, people talk about California. Why would we trust them with any of these geoengineering projects? Because, as I said, you know, back in the 70s, they wanted to cover the polar ice caps with soot. Now they want to inject the stratosphere with sulfur. People have warned that that could have all kinds of unintended consequences, acid rain being one of them. And why would we trust them with these kind of technologies, these kind of programs, when they've been caught over and over again lying about global warming, faking temperature data to make this seem like a problem when it's not? And again, the other point is the programs that they've introduced to stop global warming and get us more reliant on, quote, renewable energy are a complete waste of money, a complete failure, and they've only served to massively cripple economies into which they're introduced. I mean, look at Spain's green economy, for example. You know, that caused a 50% youth unemployment rate, 25% unemployment rate in general. It was a complete catastrophe. And yet Obama tried to model his plan for America's green economy on the same model. Thankfully, it got more pushback. And of course, thanks to the miracle of shale in America, the economy didn't completely collapse like Spain's did five, six, 7 years ago. And again, all this money being spent on renewable energy, when the fact is solar power and wind power, while good for your, you know, your private home for self-sufficiency, if you're talking about the world's global energy needs, they're completely useless. You know, it takes 3 decades after installing solar panels just to get your money back. And wind turbines are even worse. They're not just eyesores on the environment. They're ridiculously expensive. They break down all the time. And here's the key fact. They emit more carbon dioxide than they save. So the very reason for putting them in the first place is completely redundant. So even Bill Gates, and this is the point I make in the video, even Bill Gates has come out and said on numerous occasions that renewable energy can't do the job. It's a total waste of money. It's not going to match. It's not going to meet the world's needs for energy. So all these green subsidies need to be switched immediately into R&D, research and development, for technological breakthroughs for an alternative energy source. And it's not going to be solar. It's not going to be wind power. Because, again, they're completely inadequate. And in the context of wind turbines, they actually emit more CO2 than they save. But this is still being pushed today at this pointless climate summit in Paris, even though these so-called solutions have been completely debunked already. And then you have the other side of it, which is particularly infuriating. You get all the trendies, all the socialists, and in Sweden I saw a picture of them waving the red hammer and sickle communist flag at a climate march. They go out and have these climate demos to look trendy and virtue signal to all their friends so they can get social brownie points about how environmentally conscious they are. And what they're advocating is actually impoverishing and slaughtering people in the third world, people of color. We had an article on Infowars.com back in 2011, Honduran farmers slaughtered in the name of global warming. 23 farmers in Honduras, and this is happening in numerous different areas, were slaughtered in cold blood by hired mercenaries as they tried to protect their land from being seized by a corporation who wanted to use the land to produce biofuels as part of a United Nations accredited EU carbon trading scheme. So these programs to grow biofuels, they're actually going out onto poor, impoverished people's land in countries like Honduras and massacring them at gunpoint in this case. To steal their land so they can grow biofuel on it for the United Nations. That's what these trendies are out advocating at these climate demos. So again, completely ludicrous. And this video I put out on Infowars.com really gets into this. Of course, the polls now show that less and less people believe in man-made climate change, so we're at least making some progress on that score. But still, these disastrous policies for the economy, for the development of third world economies to lift themselves out of poverty, continue. And even though they've been discredited over and over again, they always move the goalposts. Back in the 70s, it was global cooling. Then it was global warming. And then when the world stopped having global warming 18, 19 years ago, they changed it to climate change. And now it's extreme weather conditions. So it's basically any kind of weather whatsoever. It's all man-made climate change. It's all your fault. They're going to introduce carbon taxes for businesses, which you're going to pay higher prices for. So eventually it's going to hit you in the wallet. When, you know, extreme weather conditions are becoming less extreme. It's completely ridiculous. But they're still waffling through it at this climate summit in Paris. And Obama's up there saying that it's a stunning rebuke to ISIS. Like, ISIS jihadists are going to be shaking in their boots because Obama's talking about global warming. I mean, where is the connection there? There's no connection whatsoever. And as I said earlier in the show, the Obama administration actually refused to bomb the ISIS oil fields in the name of the environment for 15 months. Isn't that ironic? And then, of course, now they're giving them 45-minute warnings, the drivers of the oil tankers, to flee before they even bomb those. So again, planet crazy. And Obama's up there in front of the UN talking more nonsense. We'll be back. Final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Yeah. He was the Toronto artist who basically now faces 6 months in jail for disagreeing with a feminist on Twitter. That's now being considered to be criminal harassment in Toronto. That ruling is going to come down in January. But today I find out about another story involving a feminist. Basically, she got into a debate with someone on Facebook with a man, God forbid, and he used the word slut during this debate. So this feminist, this cry bully feminist, Clementine Ford, she called up his place of employment, told them that he dared to use the word slut during a debate on Facebook. He was fired. His Christmas is completely ruined. Right? So if he's got children and, you know, they're wondering what Christmas presents they're getting this year, they're getting nothing because this feminist has ruined his life, got him fired for using the word slut on Facebook. And again, this is why I make the point. This public shaming culture that feminists, you know, they've completely dominated over the past several years. It's a direct threat to free speech. It's a threat to people's livelihoods because they publicly shame people with this mob outrage culture and get them fired. And yet another example of it today. And of course, as soon as I challenged this feminist on what she'd done, she blocked me on Twitter within minutes. So again, these cry bully feminists immediately retreat to their safe space as soon as they're challenged by anyone. So yet another example of that today. Let's go to another call here. Rob in Ontario, you're on the air, Rob. Go ahead.
How are you? I maybe offer what I think is a tell about how these guys are disingenuous about using CO2 as the boogeyman for climate change.
Sure.
Well, I'm arguing that I guess maybe ostensibly it's because they want to use that to argue overpopulation or something. But what CO2, when you understand that you can sequester CO2, they're saying that agriculture is 40% of the problem. And really what they mean by agriculture, they mean grain production, because grain is annual tillage, and annual tillage means that you release the carbon that would be sequestered in the ground into the atmosphere. So if they were to, and the other argument that they're making about is livestock, since methane is a much more powerful greenhouse gas. And I'm not sure if methane is as strong as water vapor, say, from chemtrails. But anyway, what I was going to say is that the CO2 model of it gets solved by changing our farming model with livestock back to mixed farming, and then using grain-free meat production. So for ruminants, cows, sheep, and goats, you have them grass-fed only. And it's been estimated by the people at the Land Institute that have been looking at trying to solve annual grain production by coming up with perennial grains, that you can sequester all the CO2 that was released since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution within 10 years in that model. And so
And thanks for the call. We've got to go. We've got about 50 seconds left. But, of course, you remember the Planedopolis, the methane release from livestock. Of course, that's one of the justifications they cite for rationing meat. Who else rationed meat as a form of controlling human behavior? The communist Chinese, as late as the 80s, rationed meat. And, in fact, it was a delicacy for people to eat meat once a month in China because of that very system. So again, it's all about controlling the development of the third world, and it's about controlling, regulating the behavior of people at home. That's why it's nothing to do with saving the earth. It's about expanding their power. We'll be covering it all week at Infowars.com as this Paris Climate Summit goes on with more insanity. That's going to wrap it up. The fourth hour, we'll be back. Infowars Nightly News tonight, live show tomorrow. It's going to do it for now. Infowars.com. Thanks for joining.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.